Thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio. I'm your host, Tanisha J. Well, we are the station that makes you feel good. Tonight, we have an exclusive interview with Kyle Knight, and he will be letting you guys know about his new project, The Truth. So, get ready to be inspired. I just want you to know that today you didn't tune in on accident because we are living life on purpose. So, whatever you're going through, I just want you to be encouraged, inspired, and uplifted. And just know that today you will get a special word on the show on today. Let's get into the music. And when we come back, we'll be joined with our special guest, Kyle Knight.
Drum, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop and fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and I wanted to give you guys that old back Fresh Prince of Bel-Air summertime. That is where we are right now. It is summertime. So I wanted to give you guys something just to roll back on and get ready for the summer. We are joined with our special guest, Kyle Knight. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring him here on the line. Hey, what's up, Kyle?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are, give them your social media, and where they can find you.
Okay. Well, I'm Kyle Knight, and you can find me at Kyle Knight Music, KyleKnightMusic.com, and also on Facebook at Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC.
Well, I am glad that you accepted the invitation to be on the show on tonight. It's going to be a great, great show. I'm excited about your new EP, The Truth. So I'm ready just to get into the show on tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. It's an honor to be okay. here. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, kind of give me and the listeners just a little bit of a journey about Kyle Knight. Who's Kyle Knight, and how did you come up with the passion for music?
Okay, well, I'm Kyle Knight, and I'm a lyricist, and I'm a conscious artist. And the way how I was inspired to music and what really drove me through my career was really, you know, coming up in my father's studio, you know, studying older records, studying newer records, how to proper songwrite, and also learning the studio gear and really learning how to be the best solid artist that I could be. And I'm trying to put together the best material and the best production possible.
Right, right. Well, give us, a few artists that, you know, you did your research on and kind of, you know, followed as far as hip-hop.
All right, well, I follow Kendrick Lamar. I also follow Nas. I follow J. Cole. I follow Chance the Rapper. And I follow Andre 3000. You know, those are my favorite artists, you know, that really inspire me to do what I do.
Right. Well, when I heard your song, it does have that combination and that flavor of those artists. So, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are great artists. But I also like other artists, too, like real other solid artists like Bruno Mars, Adele, Anthony Hamilton. I love those type of artists, too. Pop artists.
Okay. And so who would you say, we got the artist that you followed, but who would you say has been an inspiration and an influential tool in your life as far as your music?
I would definitely say Nas, J. Cole, real lyrical artists, spoken word artists. Not only that, but conscious artists like Common. I really feel those were the people who really inspired me to really get into music and to come up with the best lyrics possible.
Right, right. And on a personal level, is there a certain mentor or person of inspiration in your life that helped with your music?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you two of my mentors. One is my administrator, Kevin Goins, and also my publicist, Angelo Ellaby, and also my mother, too. You know, and that's my team right there, you know, who really inspired me and who really showed me different things in the music industry and in terms of image, in terms of sound, in terms of creativity, in terms of performing, also touring, all those things. Because it's so many different aspects of music. People have no idea. When you just listen to a record, you just think you're listening to a record. But there's so many aspects that the artist is going through to really bring you that record. And I'm just happy that I have a solid team behind me.
Right, right. And so that brings us to that one question that I was going to ask you, that what you just touched on, is if there's a person out there and they're wanting to get into the entertainment industry, what would be some tools that you would share with them?
I would definitely tell them social media is very important. Also, don't be scared to be yourself and to step away from the crowd and to define your sound. And also, to define yourself too as an artist and think about the things that are going to set you apart from the next artist so that nobody confuses you with somebody else's sound, because that's very important too. And also somebody else's look in terms of image.
Right.
And mm-hmm. also clothing and things like that.
Right. Well, those are some great things. So listeners, make sure you write that down, because it has to be something that sets you apart from all other artists that's out there. So what would you say separates you and makes you different from other artists?
Well, definitely my lyrics, because my lyrics are very different from what other people are writing. And a lot of my lyrics that you'll see, a lot of my songs are minimal profanity, because there's a lot of messages that I'm trying to get across. It's very difficult when you're trying to get strong messages across in the right way. I'm using profanity because sometimes it's not accepted properly using profanity. So when you cut back on that and you really deliver your message right, it's for everybody to hear. It's for all the hearts out there, and it's really delivered properly.
Right. And what would you say is one word to describe you as well as your music?
Unique. Not only unique, but different and very lyrical. And some of it extremely conscious. And we have so much more to come, and we're all excited about it. Today we were out shooting my music video, The Truth, that we're coming out with June 1st, and we were out there. I mean, we got an ovation today. You know, people were just rushing up, actually trying to get autographs. I mean, like over 10, 20, 30 people. I mean, up to 30 people. It was a great event. We just had a blast today shooting the music video. We were also at a theater today shooting the music video. It's a performance video. And we know the people are going to like it. We're working very hard at it. We have a lot of solid images in it. The look is very, very, very nice, you know, in terms of some classic looks and some GQ looks, all types of fashion looks, but with a very strong performance. I had my hype man, my man there, and I also had, dancers there with me too. So, I mean, there's so much energy in the video, and we're really excited to bring it to you guys.
Okay. Well, I know they're going to love the music. I mean, we're going to have an opportunity on the show to hear your new EP, The Truth. I wanted to ask you, the way that I try to do the show is I try to inspire people with the guests that come on the show. So is there a time in your life, you know, where you were working with this music and maybe you had a moment where it wasn't going like you thought and you had to have that one thing to help you hold on to your dream? Could you kind of share some insight with that to help a listener that may be right there at that point with their music or wherever they are in their career?
Sure. There was a time that I was going through a difficult time. I was coming up on a developing label, and things kind of fell apart and didn't happen. And I had to pick it up and go independently. And so I just want to tell people, you know, to always put your career in your hands. And don't put your career in anybody else's hands. And really, like, you are the man behind your career, which is a big steering wheel, and nobody can drive that machine the way you can. So what I definitely tell the followers is definitely put your career and put your life in your hands, which if you're an artist or whatever profession you have, your choice, but that you always control your career, which is very important.
That was very well said, because a lot of people, they don't have that direction to know what to do, but you're the only one that has the blueprint of what you want your career or your music or whatever that you want it to look like. So that was very well said.
A lot of people don't know that it comes from a spiritual aspect for me. Like, I have a very heavy drive in the music, and it comes just from a very deep spiritual place, and I always feel, you know, just to always keep progressing, because once I reach the levels that I want to reach in my life, at my music and in my music, there's no better feeling at all.
Right. And so who have you had the opportunity to work with as far as artists, performing or working with, collaborations on music? Give us just a couple of people you've worked with.
Well, in terms of other artists, I haven't worked with any other artists yet. I mean, I've met many other artists out there. I met a lot of artists out there. But in terms of producers who I'm working with, I'm out there working with DJ Prince Ice, which is a major DJ producer down in Atlanta. Also, Syntica, too. I mean, he's very heavy on the West Coast and down South. And, also, Pug Flavor from Across the Fader, which is a major hip-hop platform.
Okay. Well, this brings us to The Truth. Tell us how you came up with The Truth, and then we're going to go ahead and let you introduce it, and then we'll hear that song.
Okay. Well, how I came up with the truth was really covering all the social issues that I kind of knew that people didn't want to hear, but what was the very important ones, like police brutality, climate change, and not only that, but government corruption. And I just really felt where to really say the whole song lyrically and where to really make it happen and where to be unique with it and where to really dig in with songwriting and things like that. And the truth by itself, I was writing that song alone for like 4 years. That was like a life project. And also so was Hey Sister. But the truth covers so many things in politicians on a political base. And so many things in government corruption and the truth that's been denied from the people for so long.
Right. And that is the truth. So I got that now. Well, go ahead and introduce the song, and we're going to go ahead and hear that.
All right, everybody. This right here is The Truth Worldwide. Check it out. Cal Knight Music, calknightmusic.com.
Allow me to show you something.
Speak your truth, are you blind or wise? Live or die, truth will survive. Lies planted, world games demanded. A brainwashed planet seems to run rampant. A way of life, plain to see. Time after time of lies and deceit. So be the truth, hear the truth, hope the truth. Way, way, way overdue. A world in crisis, dark and bleak. Greenhouse gas, putting earth to sleep. Toxic waters, ravaging the seas. If you spoke the truth, all eyes could see. Chemical trails, climate change, poisoning our bodies, melting in our brains. A subsonic search for a missing plan. No need to worry, my third eye got the way worldwide. Temperatures are hot, the Big Apple, rotten and pretty, hopeless faces, war between races, NYPD, a bunch of violent races, ISIS army, brainwashed the youth, trained kids to rape and shoot, ain't that the truth, an issue in our world, easy to see, denial of truth misguides humanity, government schemes, it shatters the dream, politicians come clean, words will all lead, ruin country, dead state of mind, when we come to realize, the blind leading the blind, media headline, tossed overnight, who's wrong, who's right? Truth is bright as the sunlight. North to the east, to the west, to the south. Check it out. Worldwide.
What's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and you just heard The Truth by Kyle Knight, and we are joined with Kyle on the show on tonight. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, for the listeners who may have just tuned in, I wanted you to go ahead and share your social media and where they can get your new EPK.
All right. Well, I'm Kyle Knight, and you can find me at Kyle Knight Music, kylenightmusic.com, and you can grab my new EP at my website. Not only that, but all retailers, which is iTunes, Spotify, and much more.
Well, we were sharing on the show some different things for you listeners, and Kyle was sharing earlier, if you just tuned in, that you got to have your own style. You need to make sure that you are the one that's in control of your own project, whether it's your career, your education, whatever it is, you are the one that holds the key to your success. Is that right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and when you do that, you just never know what's going to happen because the sky's the limit.
Well, I know you said that you're working on another project, and so I wanted you to tell us about that and when we can expect that, because I know we want to follow you and, you know, keep a calendar of what you're doing.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm working on a project called Addiction, and we're putting it out there. It's short stories, very lyrical short stories about people on overdose and people who overdose on drugs. And, you know, all types of addiction, pill addiction, also cocaine addiction, and really just putting a positive message behind it to really get people, you know, not addicted to drugs and things like that. And, you know, hoping that, I mean, it's a very strong track and very strong lyrics. And the way that I'm delivering it is so relevant. So we know that we can really connect with some hearts and people are going to, they're really going to feel it. And not only that, I'm writing a big song right now, you know, also about the life and death of Malcolm X. And I'm looking to put that on my album, Kyle Knight 2020. And I'm also writing a song for the ladies too. And also a fun record. You know, like we have a lot of projects right now in the works. There's so much going on, but also so many videos that we have going on too, that I also want to tell the listeners out there to check out the Truth Chronicles at my website. It's an 8-series Truth Chronicles covering everything in political and social issues. I mean, it's so dope. It's produced by Jesus R. He produced videos for P. Diddy, Wyclef John. He also shot my last video, Hey Sister, and it's an awesome series, an awesome chronicles.
Well, make sure you guys check out his website just so you can check out everything that he has going on. Like he said, you need to get the Truth EP, and you also need to check out all the videos and his calendar for tours that may come into your city. I wanted to ask, what do you want your legacy to be and why?
Well, me, what I want my legacy to be is really just one of the dopest lyrical hip-hop catalogs out there possible. And I know how much albums I want to drop. I know how much material I want to have out there. But, you know, the Lord does his work, and you never know. Life could be very unpredictable. But at the same time, I just want to be one of the best lyricists out there, one of the best rap lyricists out there with all types of messages and fun records and making it as universal as possible so we're getting to as many fans, as many people as possible. That's really what I want my legacy to be, is just on top shelf level next to Bruno Mars and Adele and solid artists like Andre 3000 and Nas. You know, also I'm doing a terrific job at putting the best material together as possible and putting the best content out there, and which I feel is very important because I feel like the artists that stick out and the most important artists out there are the artists who have the best content and the best material, you know, because all the mumble stuff and the BS stuff, you kind of throw that away, and all the rich stuff, all the great stuff kind of rises up at the top.
Right. Well, your message truly does uplift and inform. And so that's what we need, is just like your song says, the truth. So I'm glad that you are, you know, setting yourself apart with having a special message and having a different message. So that's great. Is there anything that you wanted to add or wanted to share that we didn't share with the listeners?
Just want to tell the listeners out there to definitely always have faith, because in this industry, faith is very important, and it's very important that people put God first. It's very important that people strive to reach the highest potential in their life. And, you know, that's what I got to say. Just, you know, Kyle Knight signing off.
Okay. Well, at this time, if you would love to give your hey's, what's up, your shout-outs to your friends, family, and followers, you can do that at this time.
Okay. Well, definitely. I want to shout-out my administrative man, Kevin Goins. I want to shout-out my mom, Tracy Wilder. I also want to shout-out my publicist, Angela Ellaby, my best friend, Damel Grant, out there. What up, baby? And, you know, we out here, Kyle Knight Music. And I want to thank all you guys for having me on tonight. It's really been an honor. Thank you.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give them your website and social media once again. You guys have just heard Kyle Knight. Go ahead.
is KyleKnightMusic.com. Also, the Facebook is the only different handle. Once again, I say the Facebook is the only different handle, which is Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. Once again, that's Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. And everything else is Kyle Knight Music, KyleKnightMusic.com. That's where you can find me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle, for being on the show. It's been a great, you've been a great guest. All right, listeners, we'll be right back with you guys.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go, FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Heaven ain't hard to find. I gotta do it, look. Simply because you're nervous, let me start off with my conversation. Hoping my information alleviates the hesitation. I can see it clearly now. Catch a smile through your friends. I'm asking, baby boo, are you down? Although I know you heard about my reputation. Across the nation, mister, I get around. My tears, they got me dripping wet perspiration. I'm activated by the moves you making, baby, while you making strip. They can get the love making. See, it's all in your mind. So every time I sip a glass of wine, I fantasize till that ass is mine. I'm never getting but wrong, never touching but wishing. A straight drug on a mission until I get what I'm missing. Start with the beat, the baby, listen. I know you grow, but pay attention. Let me hypnotize you with my tongue kissing. This is a message to bomb bodies and all time. Turn around one more time. Heaven ain't hard to find. Heaven ain't hard to find.
Heaven ain't hard to find.
In fact, you can have it, just have faith. Just like a little kid, still believing in magic. It takes a lot of sacrifice. And with all the lonely nights on tour, I need somebody I can trust in my life. Let me apply the brakes. Maybe you're moving too fast. My conversations are getting deeper, but first let me ask, are you afraid of the dub? And have you ever made love with candles and bubbles slipping in the tub? Touch me and let me activate your blood pressure. The tub has to help the average man love better. Picture me naked and glistening beneath the moonlight mist. Take a shot of that out of day. Come give me a kiss and maybe we can be better friends. Perhaps we'll be closer. Be the thug in your life, baby, and you'll be my soldier. And I know it takes some time and you got a lot of questions on your mind. But relax, in due time, heaven ain't hard to find. When I approach, you've been talking since you arrived. But not a word is spoken through my eye contact. I wink and you respond back. Look at me, what's all that? It's like the closer you get, baby, the quicker I'm speaking. I gotta fly out to Cabo. Let's kick it this weekend. I'm sipping Hennessy and Coke. So addicted to weed smoke. I'm feeling for your body even more. Oh God, help me identify my truest thoughts. Your hidden motives towards your passion. Who would've thought? Come holler at me, baby. Love me for my thug nature. Far from a player, hater. Label me a heartbreaker, maybe we can be friends. I can swoop you in my bins. We'll ride, I'll let you cross it for your friends. Once we begin, until the end, it gets better with time. I'm making love to your mind, baby. Heaven ain't hard to find.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we were joined earlier with Kyle Knight, and he has a new EPK. It's called The Truth. Make sure you guys check out the website and just check him out and see what he has going on. We just heard a song from Tupac, Heaven Ain't Hard to Find, and Heaven is not hard to find. Just make sure that you are living your life on purpose. That's the key. Every day is an opportunity for you to achieve your own goals and dreams. It's up to you. You hold the key to your success. Well, it's been great here on the show. Make sure you check out facesofsuccessradio.com. We have some amazing shows. There's a show just for you every single day. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So check out the website. Find what you need to get because we are the radio station online that makes you feel good. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. It's been good. Have a great day. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Faces of Success Radio for your radio needs. We are planning some amazing things this year for you. Make sure you keep it locked to the station that makes you feel good, Faces of Success Radio. And if you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you download the app so you can keep us on lock on the go. Facesofsuccessradio.com.